There is a great and wonderful verse in the New Testament, but sometimes it's difficult to understand in the midst of tragic circumstances. The Apostle Paul wrote that, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." All this week on Renewal, we've been sharing a tragic story. A young, dedicated Christian woman and her fiancé were murdered on a beach on the West Coast. It was a senseless and terrible act. Well, today you'll hear how this young woman's mom and dad, as well as the young man's parents, have come to grips with the reality of Paul's statement. What they share will encourage you, regardless of your circumstances in life. Here once again is our host and teacher, Dr. Gene Getz.
Well, thank you very much, Alan, and it's been a wonderful privilege for me to have Chris Cutchell and his wife, Kathy, with me all this week. Chris, your daughter, Lindsay, and her husband-to-be was senselessly murdered. Talk just a little bit about that. Bring people up to speed if they've just joined us here for the first time.
Lindsay and Jason are having a very busy summer ministering, and Lindsay's last weekend in California, they visited San Francisco, and that evening they drove out of town, found a safe place to camp, and worshiped the Lord, we believe, from the material that was found on the camp and things that they wrote. Went to sleep, and some man, an evil person, walked out on the beach and shot them both with a high-powered rifle, shot them in the head.
Now, one of the things, Kathy, that has been a great blessing to both of you is the fact that Lindsay kept a journal.
Yes.
In fact, I think you gave her a purpose-driven life journal.
Yes, I did.
And you were encouraging her, and she recorded some things that I know that has ministered to you in a special way.
Yes. During that time, Lindsay was home with us because she did have the knee surgery. That was just a blessing from the Lord. And I teach a ladies' adult Sunday school class, and we were going through the book. And I said, "Lindsay, would you like to go through it with me?" And she did. And so we went through the book together, and plus I gave her a journal. And it was afterwards when we started going through her things and was reading some of the incredible things that she wrote in her journal that we were just really blown away. Just as in her Bible, she had marked verses and starred them that had to do with heaven and things that a 22-year-old doesn't really focus on at that point in their life. But she seemed to know what was important. In fact, I know she knew what was important. It was eternity that was important to her.
And Chris, you did share some of those quotes from her journal in the memorial message. In fact, I have one of them in front of me here where Lindsay wrote, she said, "I greatly desire to have many crowns to give my God when I get to heaven," not realizing, of course, that that was going to happen soon. "Nothing on earth matters in light of eternity. It's so easy to get caught up in the things of the world and forget what really matters. How amazing that we have forever to spend with Christ. The more we worship and spend our lives for Christ on earth, the better we can serve Him in heaven. I sometimes think of myself as a pilgrim in a foreign land, traveling through life. We're here temporarily. I should be less materialistic." And then you inserted, Chris, this was from the girl who lived in a tent and under a tarp.
Yes.
And she said, I should be less materialistic and give more to God. And then she said, "Don't waste time. Don't waste time." And then you editorialized and you said, "Okay, sweetheart, I won't." Hmm. It's almost, as I was just reading that, it's almost prophetic, isn't it? It's an incredible statement.
Isn't it, though? And it just shows where her heart was at and how God was preparing her for that time. And, Gene, that's what is such a blessing to us through this great tragic ordeal, is how God was preparing Lindsay and Jason for this. And her heart was right, her mind was right, her thoughts were on Christ and on what was really important in life.
Well, she also said this. Here's another entry. "Heaven will be a wonderful place of no suffering, hurt, loneliness." And then you say, "It's a great place that she and Jason are enjoying this very moment." Mm. Well, take the last couple minutes, Chris, just to share with us at least one of the significant things that has happened that we could say is God working this evil deed for good.
Gene, there are so many incredible things that God has brought about because of their lives and their deaths. But one of the really amazing things to us is one of the detectives that was working our case, I had opportunity to talk to him the first night when he showed up after they found the bodies. And he's just a great guy, but a hard-nosed cop. I mean, he's a tough guy. And we saw him the next day and seeing God working in his life and softening his heart. Later on, we found out that he indeed was convicted. The Holy Spirit was working in his life. One of the detectives that came with this man was a Christian. In fact, they thought this detective that eventually came to Christ, he thought that he was bringing a Christian along with him, so because he understood the lingo, the Christian lingo. And in fact, though, he wrote to me later and said that he understands now why God allowed this Christian man to come with him to help him sort through some of the questions he had. To make a long story short, he came to Christ. He got into a strong conservative evangelical church. His wife came to the Lord as well. God is blessing in their relationship and their family. They have two small boys, and they're raising them in church. And that's one of many powerful stories that God has used their lives in a wonderful and powerful way.
I guess I'd just like to add our relationship with Bob and Dolores Allen and their family, Jason's family. They were out there with us in California, Bob and Dolores, and we have visited back and forth. In fact, Dolores called me this morning. She sent me a card. We're probably closer now than we would have been if Jason and Lindsay actually got married. But they're family, and they're wonderful, strong Christian people, and they're going through this too, but they have such a faith, and I just admire Bob and Dolores so much.
Gene, speaking of the sovereignty of God earlier, that's another thing that we're just amazed about, how God sovereignly chose Bob and Dolores Allen and their family to go through this with us. The Allens are incredible Christians. They love the Lord, and they too trust in God's sovereignty. And it's just that we've been on the same page all the way through this. And we couldn't, if we were to handpick a couple to go through something like this together, of course, we wouldn't want to do that. But just great people, and we bonded to them, and it's been an amazing experience with them.
Kathy, this statement from Lindsay's journal about heaven being a wonderful place, I know that her view of heaven really ministered to you, and I also know that you were ministered to and through your readings and through your search as you explored a little more about heaven yourself.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Well, one of the books that was given to me right after this happened, and I couldn't even tell you who gave it to me. There was just so many wonderful people that helped us. But one of the books was called One Minute After You Die by Erwin Lutzer. And it has just been a real godsend. And I know I've given out copy after copy after copy. But if anyone is in the place where they have just lost a loved one, I would suggest this book. It's just wonderful. When we were at the camp, one of Lindsay's friends said to me, she said, you know, one of the last things Lindsay said to me was, gee, I can't wait to go home and see my mom. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about Lindsay was home. She's in heaven. And I said to her, well, honey, I guess I'll just have to go home to see her.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Cross of grief or pain, leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still.
At the memorial service, Lindsay's father shared this with the whole congregation. We believe that it is within God's sovereign will to use Jason and Lindsay's lives, deaths, and resurrections to providentially deliver some of you from the power of sin so that for you who are sanctified, set apart from sin, so that you are clean and usable for the higher kingdom purposes that God has in mind for you. We believe God is being glorified throughout this country, and people are being delivered because of the tragic yet timely deaths of two of God's choice servants. We believe that they were prepared. We believe that they were ready. We believe that Jason and Lindsay were born for such a time as this. An incredible testimony of God's grace in spite of the evil that was involved in the taking of these two lives. They went home to glory, and God is indeed using their death and their resurrections to reach people and touch people. I know it's touched my heart. I hope it's touched yours as well. Earlier, Lindsay's mother, Kathy, mentioned a book that meant so much to them at this time, and we recommend it as well. It's entitled 1 Minute After You Die. It's written by Erwin Lutzer, an excellent book, which is a preview of your final destination. It's available here at Renewal Radio. You can simply call us on our toll-free line, which is 1-800-RENEWAL. That's 1-800-RENEWAL. Or you can go to our website, renewalradio.org, or you can write to us, Box 2400, Dallas, Texas, 75221. This book, entitled 1 Minute After You Die, is available for a donation of $12 or more to the Ministry of Renewal. We hope you include more than just the $12, which really covers the expenses, and be a part of our ministry to continue to tell these stories, stories of victory and hope, stories that will change people's lives. We'd love to have you be a part of our ministry in that way. We hope you'll join us again next week as we continue to unfold another incredible story of life and hope in Jesus Christ. But right now, stay with us, because here's our announcer to repeat our contact information.
Thank you, Gene. Once again, our phone number is 1-800-RENEWAL. That's toll free, 1-800-RENEWAL. Or you can find us on the web at renewalradio.org. That's renewalradio.org. And our mailing address is Renewal, Box 2400, Dallas, Texas, 75221. Once again, that's Box 2400, Dallas, Texas, 75221. We hope to hear from you today. And please join us again on Monday, right here on Renewal.